This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A ballot fight over a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver has raised nearly $500,000. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver City Council passed a ban on flavored tobacco last year. It was meant to pull the plug on products that public health groups say can lead to a lifetime of tobacco addiction. Vape shops and the tobacco industry called it overreach and fired back. They gathered thousands of signatures to successfully put the prohibition before voters in November. Campaign filings show the repeal effort has so far brought in $327,000. That's about twice the amount raised by a coalition of anti-tobacco, health, and education groups. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A man who killed two Colorado Department of Transportation workers in a car crash last fall has pleaded guilty. Patrick Sneddon was driving near Palisade when he struck and killed them. Passenger in his car was also killed. Sneddon was accused of having marijuana in his system at the time of the crash. He admitted guilt on three charges of vehicular homicide while driving under the influence and a fourth charge of not yielding to a stopped public utility vehicle. The White House wants to tie federal support for crime victims to whether states are following the administration's immigration priorities. Colorado and 20 other states are suing, arguing those restrictions on the money violate the Victims of Crime Act. Last year, Colorado got around $13 million through the program that supported things like sexual assault examinations, emergency shelter for victims, and crime scene cleanups. Ahead on Morning Edition, European leaders on what may be next for Ukraine, and we'll go back to the goalball courts and the sports national championships in Colorado Springs. We'll meet some of the competitors who are visually impaired.
I do the extra practice after, like, everyone's gone because it gives me that extra time to just release all my, like, tension throughout the day.
We will learn more about goalball and hear some of the action a bit later in this hour. This is CPR News.